Good morning. We're learning Chayodom, Klayud Gimel, the halachas of the Bruch of Tefillin, and we're looking at Simon Vav. The Chayodom says, "Kol zman shechel es tefillin." When a person takes off his tefillin and then he wants to put it back on, I feel a kama pamim b'yom, even if this happens multiple times, kishmasiyat daitam ehem shlo lohanichan tekev, if when he took it off, he decided not to put them on again in the near future. And Bakloshkein, and obviously Kishacholtzin Likonas Abisakise, if a person took off tefillin for the purpose of going to the bathroom, since a person may not wear the tefillin in the Besakise, so that act of removing is considered an interruption in the mitzvah. When a person took off tefillin in the first scenario with intent not to put it back on, again, that's considered an interruption of the mitzvah. When he does the mitzvah again, he has to make it a bracha. So therefore, afilu hu bebeisoi, even though he's just basically in his home, there's no shini mokim by going outside to the outhouse. And even though he plans to put the tefillin back on right after he goes to the Besakise, Tzorach Lachzor L'Borach, both these scenarios, whether it's the case of tefillin which he took off with intent not to put them back on, or he took them off to go to the Besakise with intent to put them back on, Tzorach Lachzor L'Borach, he has to make a new brach when he puts them back on, because since he may not wear them in the Besakise, that's considered an interruption. Venerally, the Chayyadim continues and says, "The Huadin Kishacharlich, when a person takes off the tefillin, Shesarach Lafiach, the loch is a person may not pass gas while he's wearing tefillin. When a person has a strong urge to pass gas, and he needs to take off his tefillin in order to do so. So since he may not wear tefillin during that interlude, so he takes it off, even though he plans to put them on again afterwards, he would need to make a new bracha when he puts them back on. The Mishabura actually passes this halach of the Chayyadim without bringing anybody who disagrees that a person who would remove his tefillin from their place, and the person does not actually even have to physically remove them, but he takes the tefillin out of their place so that the shalrosh is not in a place that he could be yotze the mitzvah, and the same thing with the shalyad, that's equivalent of removing them. When he puts them back into place, he has to make a bracha. Avalim chaylitz below shum ernes, if he removes them, not because of anything which is making him remove them, like the two scenarios which we just gave. And b'dayto lachzor l'lov shun miyad, and he plans to put them back on again, then, afal b'shashinim mikarma ein tzarech l'borach, even though he moved to a new place, he does not need to make a new bracha. We discussed this before. There's an opinion which says movements would require a new bracha, but we passed that movement to a new place does not require a new bracha. So since when he took it off, he had intent to put them back on, that's equivalent of holding on to the bracha, which we had the idea by tzitzis as well. He takes off the talus with intent to put it back on, and there's nothing in between which does not allow him to wear the tefillin. So when he puts the tefillin back on, he does not need a new bracha. Okay. And then the end, he says that even though the Magen Avraham is not sure what the Lacha Basic Kisa is, but although the person disagree and say that a case where a person taking off tefillin to go to the Basic Kisa, a person must make a Nubracha, the Magen Avraham is not sure, and the definite position of all of these poskim overrides the suffix of the Magen Avraham, and a person is allowed to make a Bracha and should make a Bracha under the circumstances. Mishmer adds one point, that a case where a person took it off during davening without any specific intent one way or the other, but since the derech is to put the tefillin back on in order to continue davening, so that it has the halachic equivalent as if he had specific intent to put them back on, and therefore he would not need a new bracha when he puts them back on, unless he was in a situation where he was forced to remove the tefillin, like going to the basic kisei. Okay, we'll do Simon Zion tomorrow, which deals with the case where the Petilim moved out of their place on their own. Have a good day.